Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I work over in the fraud division. May I please have your first and your last name?
Deja Stewart.
Okay, thank you. And also, may I have you to verify your shipping address, please?
15927 Westway Walk.
All right, and thank you. And also, may I have you to verify your email address?
SDAJA74@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so this account here is from the 22nd of January. It shows that a foot massager was ordered that was at the shipping cost of $7.95. Do you recall ordering a foot massager?
No.
Okay, now I understand you don't recall ordering or you didn't order the foot massager, but did you ever receive any like foot massage at your residence?
No.
Okay. Now, according to the USPS tracking number, they have it as being delivered the 26th of January at 3:58 p.m. It comes in the mailbox. Now, whoever ordered the foot massager within 3 days, well, 4 days, they was charged for a membership to an online gadget store. That's what that $54.97 charge is coming from. It is basically where customers get a $125 gift card each month, and it gives out a gift card to where you can go online and order whatever they have in the gadget store. So what we would do in the fraud division, since it wasn't you that signed up for the service, we do take the IP address that's listed on this account. The IP address does belongs to whatever device they use to order the product. The company does have us to send it over to your local police department. They're the ones that basically just let us know who's the person that went online, ordered the foot massager, because we have the IP address. They'll let us know the type of device it belongs to now, and also the time and the location they was in when they ordered the foot massager. Have you checked just to make sure that no one in the household could have signed up for the product?
No, it's only two of us here.
Okay, and the reason why I'm asking, if you like going through with the fraud investigation, they do prosecute whomever opened up this account in your name. Would you like to go through with the investigation?
No, I'm gonna lock my car anyway, so it don't matter.
Okay, well, it's canceled, so they won't charge anything else to it. But since you, I mean, you don't have to go through with the fraud claim, but on the charge of the $54.97, I can still do like a 35% refund for you.
Oh, I won't be in the 57 back.
Not without doing the fraud claim, no ma'am. The only way we refund, I'm sorry, the only way we can refund in full is if the customer goes through with the fraud claim, since they're stating they wasn't the one that ordered the product. But if they do not, we can only do a 35% refund.
Which one was? I do the five things.
Okay, hold on. I can do that for you. Hold on for just a moment for me, please.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for holding for me. So the fraud process will be continued. It will take at least 2 weeks for everything to be completed, but I can go ahead and issue the refund on that charge for the $54.97. That'll take like 3 to 5 business days to go back into your account.
Okay.
All right, and thank you again for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right, yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.